Hello, good sir. Would you like me to play something for you? Oh, good. I was about to take a break anyways. Say, I've never seen your face around here before. Are you staying the night? You are wise for doing so. The roads are no longer safe when the sun goes down. Bandits. No. Bandits would be the least of your problems out there. There are monsters that come out at night, terribly powerful ones. They wear the shadows as a cloak. They'll wait until you're completely vulnerable before they prey on you. You're better off staying here. Trust me. May I ask, are you here alone? Well, I am too. The innkeepers have been generous enough to let me set up shop here. In return, I serenade their guests. I make them feel comfortable and welcome. It's also my duty to help persuade the guests to stay the night. The food here is the freshest you'll find for miles. Our ale is fit for a king, or at least his royal subjects. Our rooms are kept orderly and clean by yours truly. It is furnished with everything one would need to rough out the frigid winter nights. The beds are warm and soft. The blankets and pillows are washed every single day, sometimes twice in case of heavy use. May I show you? Excellent. It's just this way. If you would follow me, please. Up the stairs, down the hallway, and to the left. This is our only vacant room at the moment. The rest are full. We've been pretty popular lately. So, what do you think? Does it suit you, my lord? Or are you a warrior? Either way, you look exhausted and parched. Have you decided whether you wish to go or stay? Still not sure? Well, that's all right. May I at least bring you a meal? We've got a great selection of meat right now. It would go amazingly well with our finest red wine. Doesn't that sound delectable? I thought you'd agree. Just wait here then. I'll only be a moment. And I have returned. How are you enjoying your accommodations? I see you found the bed just fine. I told you it was comfortable. Here is your meal and your silverware. Be careful with the knife. It's quite sharp. I'll set everything here on the table for you. Is there anything else I can do to improve your stay, sir? No? Very well. I'm sure you'd prefer your privacy, so I'll take my leave now. Enjoy, good sir. And if you decide to stay the night, do let myself or the innkeepers know. It's always so easy. Too easy. It seems I got lucky tonight. It's not often one as cute as this wanders into my trap. I almost feel bad that I have to devour him. It seems like such a waste. Maybe instead, I'll keep him as my faithful servant. At least until I get bored. I hope he didn't hit his head too hard. Why couldn't he have fallen on the bed? Let's just move him there. All right. Now, to make it so he's unable to move his body, laying on his back, spread eagle. There. Perfect. Now I can wake him. Oh, my mistake. I forgot to muffle you. Shush. You don't need to talk right now. I have much to tell you, dear traveler. It would be better if you just listened for a while. I'll allow you to ask questions later if you behave. If you don't, I'll kill you, here and now, with this. Yes, you saw correctly. Don't tell me you've never seen telekinesis before. With all these sorcerers running about, I find that hard to believe. Nay, I am no mage. I am no ordinary spellcaster. I am something much worse. I am something from your worst nightmares. Yes, that's right. I made the knife move from the table into my hand. See? Get a closer look. The blade is still coated in blood from your steak. I think I'll have a taste. But I don't really need this now. If I wanted to kill you, I'd rather do so with my bare hands. Do you understand now? I am a succubus. Clearly not from this mortal plane. However, I do enjoy causing great torment here. You humans are so much fun. You all think you stand a chance against us when you rarely ever even know what you're truly dealing with. The abyss is merciless, my dear traveler, and now you're staring at it right in the eyes. Before I torture you and have my fun, I'm going to explain something. Even if I unmuffle you, it won't matter if you scream or call for help. You see, the owners of this tavern, they belong to me. I slaughtered them months ago and transformed them into my undead thralls. They are empty husks disguised as humans under a creative spell of my own invention. The only way to negate the spell is to kill me, which is virtually impossible. As for the other rooms being full, that was a lie. It's just us here, all alone. You should feel fortunate. I don't normally let anyone live this long. However, the recent snowstorms have attracted plenty of food to my cozy little tavern. I'm not hungry for blood at the moment. I'm hungry for something else. Do you want to see another trick? With the snap of my fingers, I can make your clothing disappear. Ready? 1, 2, and 3. There. All gone. I can tell you want to struggle, but I've used a strong paralysis spell on your entire body. You aren't going anywhere. You are mine. You move when I say you can move. Got it? Besides, you shouldn't be squirming anyway. You took a nasty fall after you drank that wine. It was poisoned, by the way. It's what caused you to faint. You humans are terribly gullible. You'll drink any alcohol that's handed to you without question. How incredibly naive. But I won't complain too much. This has worked in my favor for centuries. I should probably mention the second side effect of that poisonous wine you so foolishly drank. You have approximately 2 hours to live. Unless I give you the kiss of life. I haven't quite decided whether I'm going to keep you or not, so do your best to convince me. Now, shall we get started? Here, let me get out of this feeble human form. There. Much better. Do you believe me now? Now that you see my true form, you look a little unnerved. Is it my horns? My large, jagged wings? Perhaps it's my long, shapely tail. You know, sometimes I strangle men to death with this tail of mine. I very much enjoy asphyxiation. Being in control of when you get to breathe and when you do not. I just have to be careful. If I squeeze hard enough, I can even decapitate them. Sometimes I forget my own strength. That's what happened to the last one. It's a shame. He was quite the looker. But he tried to stab me, you see. He startled me while I had him in my grasp, and I tensed. Before I knew it, his pretty little head was rolling around on the floor, and I was being showered in his blood. To a human, this scene would be quite horrific, but to me, it was erotic. It gave me life. But I know I can't be that extreme with the humans I wish to keep as my living pets. Your mortal bodies are so delicate. Penetrating your vital organs is practically effortless. Don't worry. I'll be cautious with you. For now. It's time to examine you closer, my prey. I want to really get to know you, inside and out. I know I said it earlier, but I really do like what I see. I shall come closer, so we are face to face. You have gorgeous eyes, full of fire and courage. Strong arms, shoulders, and hands. Long, thick fingers, of which I will make use of shortly. Speaking of long and thick, this cock looks delicious. I can't wait to taste it. I intend to make you squirm and writhe in ecstasy, just for me. By the time I'm finished, you're going to beg me to be my mindless thrall. All right, my toy. I'm going to have my way with you now. I think we've waited long enough. Oh. And I'll unmuffle you so I can hear you moan for me. You'll be a good boy if I grant you this privilege, right? Good. There you are. I admit, I like your voice. It was one of the first things I admired about you. I noticed you the moment you walked into my tavern, and I instantly knew I would make you mine. I wonder what your voice sounds like when I do this. When I lick your cock like that. Someone sounds like they're enjoying themselves. Has anyone ever sucked you off like this, mortal? I highly doubt it. What if I moved this way, so I can put it between my breasts? Let me try. It's so warm, isn't it? You look like you really enjoy this. It's been a while for you, hasn't it? I can tell you've been deprived. You don't have to look any further. I am an oasis of pleasure and torment. You have found paradise, dear traveler. All right. It's going back in my mouth for a while. I'll be your needy cock slave. As long as you don't forget who's in charge. I don't want to have to remind you what happens if you defy a demon. Your taste is unique. I'd like to keep it for a while, so don't fuck up. Promise. No, don't come. The night is still young. I need something inside me. Right now, I'm going to sit down on it, facing away from you. I'm doing it this way for a reason. I want to feel those big, strong hands of yours grabbing my ass as I ride you into oblivion. I'll negate your paralysis spell, so you're able to move again. However, before I do, I'm going to wrap my tail around your throat, just like so. If you try anything funny, if you so much as look at me in a way I don't like, I will snap your neck in half. Are we clear? Good. Now here. You're free to touch me. You can thank me later. All right. Hold my sides and guide me down onto your cock. You can go as hard as you'd like. I have the endurance and the stamina. Fuck, that's filling. You are exquisite. Fuck me faster. I need you. I needed a good cock like this. So thick and warm. Why don't you make yourself useful and stimulate me a little? Stick your finger in my tight little asshole. I love it. It's so filthy, just like you. Good. Oh, that's right. You are an excellent subject. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you're enjoying yourself. I'm going to leave you with the sweetest dreams while being your reoccurring nightmare. Your fate is sealed, dear traveler. I have fallen in love with this cock. It's mine. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Do it with me. Blow that human load deep inside me. Don't worry. There are no consequences. Only ecstasy and satisfaction. Oh, fuck. So I can see you. I'm going to lay on top of you now. No, no. Stay inside me. I'm going to move a little, okay? Nice and slow. Your heart is racing. Your breaths are shallow and staggered. You're utterly incapable of forming a proper sentence. Looks like I've done my job properly. Would you care to stay another night, good sir? You know you don't have a choice. Mine. And in case you forgot, you don't have to worry about that poison anymore. I've kissed you plenty. The spell is broken. Now, I want to take you again. That's right. And again. And again. And again. I hope you're ready for me, mortal. We've still got plenty of moonlight to burn.